Jalalu. Jalalu.
He is Jalalu.
I think I'm blind.
Here is Jalalu.
I can't. I see you, but nothing else. No ground, no trees, no sky.
There is nothing.
What happened to us?
Jalalu knows what he sees. Nothing.
Are we stuck in time?
Perhaps out of time.
Hmm?
Without time.
I have to sit down. I think I need a chair. Ouch! Good Lord, a chair just appeared.
Did you think specifically that chair?
I think I... Oh! Another chair? I need a glass of water. Ouch! My head!
You have a glass of water.
Where did these things come from?
I believe they manifest from the mind. I think... Ouch! A table.
Remarkable. But can we get rid of them? Or do we sit here filling space with everything we can think of?
Perhaps it is possible to obliterate the object if you see the chair you sit upon has vanished.
That's a thought.
Did it work?
Yes, it worked.
What is the last you remember?
I don't remember. That's just it. I feel I've been in this space forever. What about you?
I feel something continues. Without Jalalu.
Yes, as though it was created by me, and now it continues without me.
The two hurry along the wide pathway that weaves throughout the thick jungle.
What is it that make these paths?
A creature we call Spulaga, which means suck or stink ball.
I don't understand. You mean it devours the vegetation?
One Spulaga has phenomenal appetite.
I can't comprehend such a creature.
A Spulaga can catch a man running top speed.
I don't understand. Is it a ball of some sort?
Stink ball, composed of a jelly acid. As it rolls through the jungle, it dissolves and eats everything in the way.
It's becoming too dark to see.
No problem. Spulaga is luminous, glows in the darkness.
This is a terrible planet.
Wood saying, having a ball on Jazuli is not much fun.
The vegetation decreases as they make their way higher into the mountains. But then...
Why have we stopped? This canyon simply end. Dead end.
We dare go back where we came from.
No. You smell them close, Nell.
A pair of cunning, evil eyes glare out of the gloomy darkness. Soon they are joined by a dozen more evil little eyes.
Professor, get back. I will blast the beast.
Suddenly, the closest pair spring.
A fine shot.
Pew!
Charlie.
Plenty stink. Best use your friend to distract.
I don't know. This hologram gun doesn't seem to respond. No, it's not operating correctly.
Back against the wall. They move on us as one.
Watch out, that one is...
No more. Pew! What is that thing over there? The blaster. There's nothing left for all.
Jalalu, over there. Some odorous substance is rolling down upon us.
Hey, Spulaga.
And so it is. A great translucent phosphorescent jellyous globulous ball. No eyes, but long, slender antennae sniff the air. For upon the tips of each slender stalk is a set of tiny nostrils. The giant translucent ball moves forward, sliding along the ground as though propelled by slipping on its own slime. The intrusion enrages the leapers. They hiss and snarl and curse in bestial tongue, snapping at the nostril antenna.
Now is the time. We move quick. Where are you?
Professor! Professor Gabriel!
I'm back here!
In where?
It appears to be a cave. Shine your torch over here.
A cave it is.
Do Blavatsky leapers live in caverns?
I do not think so.
What does live in here?
A fine question, Professor. Cave without beast is unknown on Jazuli 3.
This cavern is amazingly deep.
Shh!
Yes?
Something is in here with us.
You know the acoustics in this chamber may be playing tricks.
Shh! Something I smell.
Behind you!
Sbulaga!
Back! Protect your skin! Jalalu is forced to blast!
Jalalu aims his blaster and fires straight into the center of the giant glob. The suck ball explodes in great odorous slush. Foul fragments spraying everywhere. Slimy, jellyous segments slide down the wet cave walls and drip from the ceiling. Yeah.
We cannot exit. The entrance is flooded with poisonous jellies. We must seek another way. Hurry. Do not breathe more of this stinky fume.
I wonder. Maybe we're in the future?
I believe we are timeless.
But how is it possible that I can think of something and ouch, and have it appear like this table? Don't you have to be a god to manifest objects?
Loa.
The Loa. Yes. No. No, that can't be. We are not gods.
I believe, even though we are here, somehow on Jazuli 3, we continue to exist.
But I'm here.
Perhaps we may observe ourselves from the eternal.
I'm totally confused. How did we get here? Why am I here?
We have always been here. Only now do we know.
I don't know. If we are truly like the Loa, gods, and if we still somehow exist on Jazuli 3, it means we may be able to possess our own bodies. Good God.
Perhaps possess or repossess.
Debro R-116 follows Jalalu as they hurry deeper and deeper into the mountain. Now and then, they pass the bones of strange beasts.
I've been observing these skeletons. They're rather human.
Not the skull. The nose. It was a long snout. And look at the jawbone. Powerful enough to snap off an arm.
Still, it was most likely a humanoid creature. Long extinct.
I hope so. Goodbye, skull. This planet is just stinking bits.
Mommy, what is SDI?
SDI is a dream. A great and wonderful dream.
But what does SDI mean?
It's a big word. SDI means Strategic Defense Initiative. It means security. It means protection. It means magic in the air.
Who will pay for this?
There are sacrifices we all must make. It may mean some people will have a little less, and it may mean some people cannot afford education, and it may mean some people are hungry and some people are homeless, but we all have to pay.
But Mommy, the roads are falling apart.
I know, darling. But think of the sky. The big, blue, beautiful sky. Whoever controls the sky controls the earth. And it's a great and wonderful dream.
Why do you want this?
I want this for you. For you and your friends and all American children.
They say it won't stop all the missiles.
You don't listen to them. It means security. It means protection. All day, all week, all year, all your life. It's magic in the air.
How do we know it will work?
Go back to sleep. It's a great and wonderful dream.
But, Mommy...
No more. Go back to sleep.